Do you want live? I've had to go live, but I've still not sorted anything out. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare. Can you believe I'm an hour late? 1 hour late. This is what happens. Oh, turn it down. This is what happens when there's no stress timeline. No one knew I was doing this. This is a surprise live chat. This is a surprise live chat. Like what they call all the rappers who drop surprise albums. This is my version of that, surprise live chat. Oh, but I'm not even ready to go live, but it's 9:30. How late can I start it? Oh, let me put the thing down. Live now. Because I've got work tomorrow. Oh, do you know what? I got bailed out. Work text me saying, can you do a 9:05 tomorrow? And I was like, oh, I'd love to do a 9:05 tomorrow. I can't believe you said Nunes would score as many as Andy. Oh, but he would, Rob. Listen. The stats don't really back this up, right? It's hard to get people on, how are we, Woogs? Yes, Callum. Yeah, I did enjoy my holiday. The holiday was sick. The stats will never back me up with Nunes versus Haaland, but I feel like if you just know, you know, like, Nunes will score a lot of goals for Liverpool with a different manager, you know, seriously. He'll come good for us, I promise you. Nunes will come good. He gets so many chances for Liverpool. Yeah, but not really as many as Haaland, I don't feel like. Haaland, think right, how many chances Haaland misses and how many goals Haaland scores. That is a lot of chances. Nunes doesn't get anything like that. Nunes probably scores like 1 in 3. Do you know what I mean? 1 in 3 chances probably Nunes scores, but like Haaland must be getting like fucking hundreds of assists. Or do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? How can you find out? Isak, yes, bro. Isak's terrible, mate. You know what? So I by betting, by like jumping on betting and betting like 25p here, 50p there on little bets. Bear in mind, I'm £100 up for the whole year. By putting little tiny bets on football, I've started watching, yes, SP, I've started watching football again, right, a little bit. And I've started watching football a little bit. And what was I saying then? Oh, this could be a bomb. What was I saying then? Even lads, yes, Paddy. What was I even saying then? what questions have been asked? Did you enjoy your holiday? Yes, my holiday was fucking sick. I had a sick time. Do you know what's sick going away with me and JJ? But Ollie went away and he's a lad for you. Sick holiday, just the boys. Trust me, well better holiday. I feel like I can't wait to take him away again. Sickest holiday of all time. But no, we're talking about football. Nunes, Haaland, that's it. Fuck the holiday. This is the debate. Nunes versus Haaland. Nunes is a far better player overall than Haaland. Like, I feel like it's not even close. So when that guy backed me up, some guy on Twitter backed me up and said that Nunes is the better finisher, but Haaland's the better all-round player. And I just blindly agreed with it because some guy was like sort of defending me. Then when I read it, I was like, well, that's not right. Now, I wouldn't say Nunes is a better finisher than Haaland. No, not much off. Probably a similar amount of finisher, but definitely not a better finisher. But 100% is a more all-round player than Haaland. Surely even City fans don't argue that Nunes isn't a better all-round player. Listen, the better finish. Listen, I wasn't fully agreeing with that, Rob. I know it's when I read it properly, read this because someone argued with it. So I said something like, why have I just put that on screen? I said something like, finally, someone talking sense carried on watching the match, and then someone replied to it. And I actually read the tweet, and it was like, best finisher, better all round. I'm thinking, I'm not so sure on that. Listen, 100% or better all round. Haaland is not a good striker, you know, I promise you. If he wasn't playing in City, if he'd have gone to Madrid, he'd have struggled. Do you know what it looked like? Mbappe was going to go to PSG. Did it look like Haaland was ever going to go to Madrid? He would not have done well at Madrid. He is not a Galactico or anything like that. He'd have been terrible at Madrid. Hope you had a good holiday, pal. You're on to the new Russian UFC teenager. Hang on. Is that racist if I say that? I'm not reading the name. Haaland wouldn't score goals in a team that doesn't. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Haaland, right. So this is the same with Pep and Klopp, yeah. And people can say I'm biased and deluded, but it's true. Pep couldn't do what Klopp did anywhere he's managed, whereas Klopp could obviously do what Pep has done everywhere he's managed. It's not even a fucking argument. He's trying to have me off. But, and the same, Haaland couldn't do what Nunes has done. No way could Haaland do. Could Haaland have as good a seasons as Nunes has with Liverpool and does like the scores them little odd goals like big goals like fucking yesterday. Not yesterday. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday, wasn't it? Saturday. That is the most, honestly, that's the most I think I've ever been like buzzing for a goal scored watching a game, teleclapping a game. I was fucking buzzing. It was my last night on the holiday. And I, for some reason, even, I don't know, I feel like I always have, no matter what, even if I watch it on TV, I felt I was going to be a lie. When Liverpool dropped, like, if we lose, it's just game over for my mood for that night. But if we drop points in a title race like that to fucking Forest, it would have killed my last night on holiday. I would not have been able to enjoy myself. Not even sure who knew the top five. Rob, you're talking absolute garbage, mate. Do you know what I didn't realise, yeah? And I don't know how true it was, but you know when it came out? You know when it came out? How weird is it that I have to have like something in the background? I just have the, I always put on whatever the game was of the day, I put it on to just after, like, as the game's finishing, and then let them hear them all talk about it. Do you know what I did before? So I watched the game. I was watching the game on the Sky stream, and then when Foden scored to make it 1-1, the stream went terrible. He's the top five. He's probably second. I think he's second. Yeah. Oh, you mean Haaland? He's obviously like, he's obviously not like the Messi Ronaldo to Ben. Nunes is better for Nunes, a better player. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, kind of. I just think Nunes is the all round better player. Second, come off it. Listen, people don't rate Nunes, but Nunes gets stifled badly, you know, by Klopp. If Nunes any manager comes here who even remotely plays with a proper number nine, like a striker, a forward, not like this mad little thing that Klopp always does and like some other teams do, a striker, Nunes will score 20 odd goals for us every season, 30 odd in all competitions, mate. He will rip it up. Nunes is a serious striker. I don't know what people are talking about. Can people not see it? How raw he is and how like fast he is. I think it's the pace. I think I'm just, he is fast, mate. That's what you need, pace, raw pace, mate, so that when you can be defending anything, you can be defending a corner, and the next minute you can be 1-0 up because of pace. That's why we were so good when we had Salah. That team was one of the reasons why we've never been hit the heights of that team again, is because we were always, it was all because as well of COVID, mate, because fucking COVID happens, worse skin, we don't buy Timo Werner, and we end up with fucking Jota. Werner was rapid. It would have kept up what we had. When Salah and Mane were rapid, it didn't really matter. You had tried to get one little midfielder in the midfield who could run as well. Oxlade-Chamberlain, he could... Remember all the videos where we'd break on someone, badly break on someone, like the West Ham one and stuff like that, and then Oxlade-Chamberlain's just like running like as quick as he can close behind. He'd always be like near the end of the box when if he were here, but it'd be Mane or Salah just passing across to each other. Pace, that's the pace you need. And Nunes has got that pace. And it was sad because I felt like Diaz had that pace. And I couldn't, even though Salah's not like got that like lights out pace anymore, if it was in Nunes and Diaz as your three, you've got two that have got it. And then you don't need the little mad one who's like Salah would just turn into like a little Bobby, like playing down the middle. Salah would be a six striker, you know, if you played him down the middle. I think Salah down the middle with Nunes on the either side with Diaz. Is Diaz getting like going back to his best? I feel like he's another player, you know, where people get fooled by his stats. And it's sad because when we first signed him, I loved him, loved Diaz. Look, go and look at my tweets. There was times in the quadruple season where I was actively trying to sell Salah to just be make Diaz the main man, sell, cash in on Salah and buy players and build a team around Diaz. And then I feel like that injury's killed him, but then I do feel like he is coming back. Like, give him time. It's not even been a year, has it, since his injury? Miss how fucking rapid he was and how he would beat a man and everything. Great how once again we are proving that Nunes is sick. Bro, Reggie, listen, mate. I don't know why you were seduced by him as well. But we both was, and we will be proven so right. That's the one positive to Klopp leaving, yeah? The one upside, if there is anyone, is the fact that Nunes is going to set... Probably the only reason why we'll maybe finish top four next season under a new manager is because he'll fire us to top four and we'll all love him and he'll love us. He's a mad bastard. He's the best. I'm so happy we've got another striker. When Bobby left, I was thinking, how much better is your club, right? This goes to anybody, not just Liverpool fans talking about Nunes, but how much better is it when your club has got a good striker you love? It's just the best. Torres, mate, Suarez, I never really loved Owen. Do you know why I liked Eski more than Owen? Always. I had Eski on back of Liverpool tops as well. Never really liked Owen. Never had Owen on the back of a top. Never ever had a Liverpool top of Owen on the back. I think I had Eski on about three or four tops when I was a kid. I used to love Eski. Never liked Owen. I wasn't massive into Fowler either. I liked mad surf African forward, mate. Suarez, Bobby, him. Yeah, Bobby is like, Bob, same, mate. My dog's Bobby. Bobby brought me out when he left, but I feel like it brought me out when he left. Do you know why it brought me out so much? There's two different things I'm trying to tell you at the same time, but trying to merge them into the reason why it brought me out so much is because it was Bobby and I fucking loved him. But why I think it kind of didn't why, but then another reason why it didn't break my heart as much is because I'd seen the decline. But I feel like the main thing was, as a Liverpool fan, I can't really remember when I've seen my like not a decent player or a world class player have a good season, a few good seasons and go. Like, we got the best out of Bobby. I had to watch him be the best player in the world because no one can tell us anything other than he was the best number nine in the world, false nine in the world, admittedly. And it was a proper position. I know even that seems to have died out. I know football moves so fast that even the false nines like died out. But well, it was popular for about 8-9 years. In them 8-9 years, there was no better player ever to play the false nine than Roberto Firmino. And it's a fact. Unbelievable player. Look, even when people started questioning his, obviously Brazilians die out soon. So even when people started questioning his goals, look at his goals in the first few seasons when he was playing properly there. And he still always chipped him with goals anyway. People would slag him off because he would be on like 6-7 goals after, like, obviously, like, quite deep into the season. But then he'd always kick on with the goals. He was never as bad as people made out. Obviously, he did fall off a cliff bat, but he was never half as bad as people just made out he was. How'd you put something in your drafts so you can keep doing it later? I've done it. There we go. Not talk to us. That's why our season is one of the best individual seasons I've ever of all time, mate. Can you believe he nearly dragged us to a league title, that team? Can you believe it? We could have won the league with like people like Sissoko on loan at left back. I know, not really, because it was Flanagan was right back and didn't Glenn Johnson go left back? See, I always had a soft spot for Glenn Johnson, me, because I loved him when he was at Portsmouth. And do you know what I thought? So anyone who was into football, obviously then, does people remember the transfer of Glenn Johnson? Or it was like us and Chelsea. And for the life of everyone, I'm guessing most, like, I was desperate for Glenn Johnson. I thought I thought Glenn Johnson would be our right back for years and years. There's a few players like that in the Harry Kewell. Remember when we signed Harry Kewell, I thought we had the left side of our midfield, something that we'd never had sorted for a decade, and he was fucking dog shit. But I feel like Glenn Johnson might have also been a little bit dog shit, but felt like we'd sorted that right back position for ages. But it was us versus Chelsea. But I think I don't know if I remember at the time. I feel like at the time I remember there being something about him saying like Chelsea fucked him up like when they got rid of him. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, put his confidence down or something. Maybe that's why. Maybe he wasn't a killer and that's why I didn't work massive thing. But I'm sure I heard that. And so he chose us and I was buzzing. And then was it his debut where he scored against? Who did we play against at home on his debut when he scored? I'm sure he did. Because I remember saying to the lad next to me, I'll always remember this conversation, but we were saying it back to each other, really. We was going, see, that's what we missed with other right backs. We needed a goal scoring right back. Because obviously Glenn Johnson replaced Steve Finnan, didn't he, really? And Steve Finnan stalked over a kick. Nah, it was his debut, I'm sure. Debut goal late on, 2-1 at Anfield. No, he hadn't. First league goal in the opener. It definitely wasn't an opener in a 5-0 win against Newcastle. It was a night game. Glenn Johnson. It was a night game. What was his goals for Liverpool? Can you do a thing with you, sir? Search. It was a Liverpool played a night game and it was one of his first games. I'm sure it was one of his first goals. How do I search Liverpool? Glenn Johnson goals for Liverpool. Surely someone's made a little compilation of all that. Is it even compilation? Is Liverpool nostalgia? Top five goals. Here we go. It must be one of his top five goals, mate. He never scored any goals. Stalk over a kick. Hang on, I'm looking at these goals. The Chelsea one was unbelievable, mate. Loved it. Was that the one, the over a kick? Oh, I think it wasn't. Nah, it wasn't the over kick. I'm sure it was a shot from far out. Maybe it was the over kick. He scored some sick goals for us, didn't he? Mate, I loved Glenn Johnson, you know. I based my whole playing on Glenn Johnson. The Chelsea one was fucking sick, mate. Stoke. It was definitely against Stoke. Oh, if you said Stoke over a kick. Yeah, was that one of his first goals of the season, first ever games? It weren't his debut, but was it his first games? No, yeah, it was the header. It was an header against Stoke, definitely. And he out. I see, I've watched it now and I know it. Congratulations, Sophie is booked our Airbnb. Oh, wounded. I thought it said March. It's May. Gutted. Wounded. I thought, yes, a little last minute one. Weren't over a kick, but it was against Stoke. It was an header. When you said Stoke, I was thinking, I'm sure in my head it was Stoke, but then you're saying over a kick, and I'm thinking it wasn't over a kick yet, it was Stoke. Don't know if it was his first game, but it was earlier in the season. Obviously, it wasn't his first game because it was a night game, and I remember. And I would have been there with my dad, yeah. So the person I was saying that to about would have been my dad. I was saying the person next to me, it must have been my dad. My dad stopped going when my dad kept going to Liverpool games till Rafa got sacked, and then just stopped going after Rafa got sacked, never went back. What was you talking about? That that team, yeah. And then centre halves. Who was in that team? Who was the centre halves at that team? It was Skirtle because he kept scoring. And it weren't Agger though, was it? Skirtle and Sacco. It was Sacco. I loved Sacco. Oh, wounded about Sacco. Do you know what? If Sacco could have just kept his head down, nobody think about a world where if Sacco just kept his head down, he could have been Dejan Lovren. They would have got rid of Lovren, definitely would have got rid of Lovren. Sacco could have been the fourth man who doesn't really deserve to be there on merit, but like cheap on wages-ish. I'm guessing him and Lovren are the same anyway. Cheap on wages, like not really costing of the transfer fee anymore because obviously they were same price and that. And just stayed and was just a fourth defender, and he was well better than Lovren. Because we had, hang on, what am I even talking about? Was that what we was on? Have we gone from, was I talking then as if Lovren and Sacco was in, oh no, I wasn't. Lovren was never in the 13-14 team. Did we sign Lovren the summer after the 13-14 team? When did we sign Lovren? I'm sure it was obviously Rodgers who signed Lovren, wasn't it? Terrible player, mate. Absolutely terrible player, Lovren. Can't believe he got to be the player. Like, he has a Premier League medal. Does he have a Premier League medal? Yeah, he didn't leave after the Champions League, did he? Did Lovren have a Premier League medal? Everton are tragic. Sacco got. Mate, he used to piss me off that song, talking about how he used to play and bring the ball out. Listen, he was good. Reggie's all right, you know. He's all right. He's kicking on. That's just been going to see my granddad, mate. He's kicking on as well. He is one old man, him now, mate. How old is he? I can work it out actually because I told him Ollie's 25 and he said, hang on, how bad's this? I don't even really know how old he is. Bad, and he told me the other day, here it is 25 plus 62. What's that? That's how old he is. 25 plus 62, 87. My granddad's 87. I don't even know if I'd want to live to 87. It's an old age, isn't it? 87, could you be asked being like, just like, dead slow and that? 87. Did you get free money off the government? When can we retire? I swear I don't keep up with it. I remember once, right, the only time I ever remember was it got up to 64. And this is the only time I ever paid notice. And I remember at the time thinking it will obviously never finish at 64. And everyone went mad when it went to 64. Why was everyone so angry when it went to 64? What's he saying? Send us. Some City fan. Who's just like me and Ray the Bend off, obviously on a bender because the City have won, and he subscribed to him, and he's not giving him no numbers. He's just told it fuck off. Fiver up. That's the best fiver ever. What can you buy for a fiver that will make that? Go and get a pizza. Do you want to have pizzas? Costco. Imagine if you went to Costco and got 5, reckon it'll go 71 in the next 10 years. Yes, Woos. Yes, Daddy. Reckon it'll go to 71. Retirement will go to 71 within the next 10 years. Is it just going to keep going up and up and up and up? Sure, it's like, I get what, 71, mate? I was thinking end game like 70, 72. I weren't thinking in 10 years, 71, Reggie. Fucking hell, Reggie. That's the bearer of bad news, that, mate. I obviously don't really know how rapid it goes up in that, and I'm not massively into politics. I only just like pretended really to Kerr because, well, I didn't pretend. I definitely liked Corbyn, and I do like Corbyn, but like I definitely would never going to keep on liking the Labour Club and fucking like reading into him and stuff and see what Corbyn's up to. If Corbyn weren't there, fucking hell, I was not that interested in him, depending on your pension and with work and that. Man, I'll never have earned enough money through work and that to have a decent fucking pension. No way. Oh, I start having to fucking do my own pension. That's only a government pension for anyone. Yeah, true, innit? That's only the government one. I just sell a house when I to can, when I when whenever I decide I want to retire, can you just sell a house and live off that? Surely you can live off the money for a house when you're 60s young. 65 in age. What's young nowadays? Imagine though, I always keep thinking, imagine you retire late, yeah, but quite well off, and then you die after 2 years. Imagine that. Yeah, then got nothing to give the kids, etc. Yeah, nah, it's just, if you think, even like one house is worth, like, you can even, like, any small sized house is worth 120 grand, yeah, for example. Any, like, starter house that people buy as a first house, you sell that for 120 grand, and even if you just say it's worth 150 when I turn 65, just by inflation and whatever, right, so it goes for 150, I'm guessing house prices will be worth that much that in them days. 150 grand when you're 60, just sat in your bank, and you obviously, any other house you live in is going to be paid off by that time, so you're not really going to have any bills or anything. Of course you can make 150 grand. You only really got to last it to left it to one else, one call the money for your 60, make the kids pay for you. Yeah, see, I would never ever want the kids to have to. Yes, Supreme, where the fuck have you been? What are you on about, lad? You're an Airbnb, you retired by 40. But I don't think so. The Airbnb is going well, though. Do you know what I've realised? So they only took it back in January. Is it January? Yeah, I took it back 2 weeks in January. So the management company that it was with got me 3 bookings all through November, all through December. And then within a week of January, still hadn't got anything. So I was like, give me it back, because it was terrible. And then I was bad at it January. And then February, I realised how to kill it. You sell your weekends right early for that, like, just full good price, put them up a little bit. And then you've just got to play the game with the midweek ones. Sometimes you can, if you think there's a bit of, like, you've got to think, right, what I've realised with this, and this is me as well, I am that person, everything's last minute, like, with anytime I do anything like this, or go to somewhere, usually if I'm staying at an Airbnb, it'll be last minute, no longer than 3 weeks notice, 2 weeks notice, you know what I mean? Everybody books things last minute now, so you just got to decide if you can hold your nerve, and then if it gets to, like, 2 days before, no one's booked them, just put them up for something stupid, like 40 quid a night, because you'll just sell, like, 4 nights, you'll be like, yes, little one that you didn't expect, mate, it's fucking sick, it's like a little game. I feel like it's like a little slot machine. I fully filled out February and I'm kicking in March. I'll fill March out. Watch. I bet you with a little bit of dedication every week, I can fill every month. I can fill every month out. City Chelsea. Did you see Neville saying that everyone's crying over nothing, that decision in your game yesterday? Is that what he's saying? Good on him. Good on him, Neville. Yeah, that's fine. Because what is it? That is all crying over nothing. Every time I've heard people talking about that, it could go about 100 ways. No one's ever asked about a drop ball, mate. It should have been an eye foot. And it was an eye foot for them on Sako anyway. And it was fucking ages ago. Can you believe Sky didn't even want to talk about the deal thing? It didn't. They did talk about it when they realised how hot it had gone, but they didn't really, like, do a full segment on it. Did a full segment on that Forest thing as if it was anything. But it's such an easy thing to talk about at the minute, isn't it? And get, like, engagements online. I feel like it's even starting to creep into, like, actual stuff that they do to get engagements online, as opposed to just be like a TV show. That's obviously why. Like, why else would you have Mike Dean stood there, mate, saying it's like a horrendous decision? Why do we need to hear off referees? Did we feel like anybody ever needed to hear off referees? I feel like I was never asked about having referees anywhere. I don't need to hear anything about what a referee thinks of a referee decision. Ever, never needed to hear it. Why are these all everywhere now? Why does everyone in football have to have a job? I don't give a fuck what Mike Dean, Dermot Gallagher's all right. Is he called that? One of them where it happens against you, your agent, but mute. I don't think I'd be asked if that happened against me. It's one of them things, isn't it? Like, obviously he was asked about the Diaz thing because it was like the whole thing that we've been sold, this VAR not working, like, fully, something went wrong with it. Like, it had to have been corrupt if you didn't. So you see now, can you believe? I'm never like a, like, it has to be corrupt person. Me, I never like, I don't know. Do you know why is Clattenburg working for Forest? Mad that. What's he doing for Forest? What's Clattenburg doing for Forest? That's a mad one. Did he not fuck off to the Saudi league doing, like, training up Saudi refs or something? If we'd smashed it up the field and scored, you'd be fuming. It was 2 minutes between it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It was like 2 minutes between it. If it was, like, straight ahead, straight from, to be honest, I didn't even know it was 2 minutes between it. I thought it was about, I'm sure I said 60 seconds. It's 2 minutes right. That's even worse. Why can't we people argue about things like that? I feel like we're just easy, like we're hated so much that it's easy to just get people to just hate on us 2 minutes later. As if that matters. Oh, it was sick like yesterday. I feel like every time when Nunes does something good, I just think, yeah, it's like it's ticking him along more to when he has a breakout season next year. He's going to be sick, you know, Nunes. What are we going to do without Klopp? Can you believe that there's no way this team at Liverpool, how it is, could ever do all the stuff it's doing like it is doing now? If this even makes sense without Klopp, do you know what I mean? There's no way. Like any other team, and we'd be struggling with these injuries and stuff. Do you know what I've done as well? I ain't got a single question for this. I need to go. Oh, no, I'll do go on another holiday. When's the next time? I go next to a time. I go away. I go away next month. Where am I going? On a stag do. Where is the stag do? Has anyone ever been to? Hang on. How do I check my things? I feel like I've got a few decent things, but, you know, every month I've got something on. It's not bad. I feel like I'm having a good year. Brussels. Oh, I've been to Brussels. I don't like Belgium. Can you believe I've been blagged to go to Belgium again? Who do you think replaces Klopp? See, we've been through this. I don't know. I keep switching. The owner of Forest has paid Clatterburn to basically go over all the decisions this season and say whether they've been hard done to or not in a statement soon. All right. But their fans are saying in the pub they reckon it's more because he's mates with the refs and might be able to influence things for them. All right. Nah, they're not fucking risking the things to do that. No way, unless he's saying, I don't know, unless he's like letting them in on it and saying, listen, you are all getting fingered for this, so give them good decisions. And then his finger will look fair. But I don't know. Am I just being like conspiracy theorist? No, that's quite bad, actually, isn't it? Nah, they're not mated with. Who even says he's mated with them? That's probably where he's told their fucking big fat owner, mate. Probably the easiest graft ever to get a bit of work. Yeah, I'll go over them for you, mate. At the end of it, he's just going to tell them they're not hard done by. That's Clattenburg grafting the Wolves manager. Can you believe how wrong I was about Gary O'Neill? You might take him to Wembley. You might take him to Wembley in a top half finish. I would have put. Why I could never gamble, can't be a gambling man. I had to put money on Wolves going down. Seriously, I think how bad they finished last season. I think how bleak it looked. Who was it who came in last season and made them like, all right? It weren't Fingy, was it? It weren't. It was the ex-Spain manager, wasn't it? And he made them like just about all right, but they were still shit. And then obviously they didn't spend any money. Did they really spend any money, Wolves, in the end? Because they're skint, aren't they? What happens with these clubs where they just randomly get loads of money and then the next thing they're skint? Do they just get, are they getting drained? Neil O'Neill actually done decent. Who's O'Neill? O'Neill actually done decent. What was he talking about then? O'Neill? You've just threw me right off. I don't have a clue what we're talking about now. What was we talking about then? O'Neill's actually done decent. I've completely forgot what I was talking about. I literally haven't got a clue. And the chat's 2 minutes behind. Not skint, just can't spend anything because of, yeah, the skint. Did they have Pedro Neto? Did they have Pedro Neto? Yeah, nah, they got him last. They've had Pedro Neto a few years. Didn't he score at Anfield and it got disallowed because of finger? Remember, I was on my way out. And then Pedro Neto. Oh, it's put him on the keeper. Yeah, they've had him since 2019. Whenever he scored, I'm not having this Pedro Neto, by the way. Why does people want him? No way do we want Pedro Neto. He's even fast. Gary O'Neill. Oh, yeah. Gary O'Neill, obviously. Yeah, he's doing a cracking job. Don't even know what I can say. Can't say nothing about it. Gutted as well. I don't like him either. How are we? Yes, Seb. Neto had done his ACL, so I hadn't played for a couple of years before now. Oh, really? Is that how it was with Neto? Yeah. Don't want him. Terrible. I think his dog shit me. And he's just looking at his goals now. 11 goals in 109 games. That's fucking terrible. That's not great at all. And it cost you a bomb as well because Wolves like kind of know the worth now. Or do they have to sell people cheap? Neto is another croc winger who loves an injury. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck Neto off, mate. No way. We need pace. Who do we need to buy? What do we need to do? Because we need to sell Salah. Who's good at football now? Nah, Neto is rapid, to be fair. There's no way. I don't think Neto's fast. I'm sure I've seen him and he's not that fast. I mean fast. People think Trent's faster than that, like, and to me, Trent's not fast, but he's not slow. He's, like, faster than most people. But when I mean fast, yeah, I mean rapid, fast. Like what Salah was, what Mane was, did. Like, you know, that kind of pace where it's lights-out pace, mate. Once they're gone, you're gone. There's nobody catching them. Romero Ellis was a serious player. I loved him. I think he never played him. Was it Hodgson who signed him and then never really played him? And then Kenny came in and always played him, but played him out of position a little bit in that. Is that how it went? Or did Kenny sign him and just always play him out of position? No, it was. That's what I'm saying. It was right, wasn't it? We all loved him. Pretty sure he's clocked one of the highest. Came to the Premier season all year to say the Reds are winning the league. Yeah. See you later, Paddy, mate. Paddy's in to say that and get off. Yes, Paddy. The Reds might win the league, but I think City are going to win it. That today, every time, every... We ain't got Kenny hated Rowd in it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they had beef, did they? Because then Rowd did the swear word, didn't he, when he scored against Arsenal, did the fucking finger up to Kenny, definitely. And I feel like he got finger, didn't put finger, put it down. Suarez put it down, or someone put it down. I remember it. And then not long after that, he went to Chelsea. I was gutted when he went to Chelsea. That Wolves goal was a belter as well. Wolves, yesterday, I've not seen any of the goals this weekend, you know, except Liverpool. And Liverpool game, both Liverpool games, the one against Southampton, watched that in a bar. Oh, that was funny. We went out. We said, right, we'll go out for the Liverpool game, but we'll walk into the town of Cowper. So obviously we can have a couple of drinks and walk back because we can't have a couple of drinks and drive. And so we walked down, found there was no worse show in the Liverpool game because all the places I realised were, because where we went is just where my granddad lives. I go all the time. It's like, you can go for like not a long holiday or you can go for just, because you know where everything is. It's just sound to go without having to like think about an holiday. You know, if you put like plans in and stuff and do stuff and you just want to go and chill. So it's perfect for that holiday. And we walked into the town and Ollie had like a couple of pints and I had a bottle of Prosecco and like neither of us were pissed and was like, should we get off and go? And we just fucking left and walked all after about, the game was probably in like the 80. We missed the third goal anyway and just walked home and the walk home was a fucking disaster. It was so long and all uphill. So it wasn't even worth it ever again after that. Now the Real one against Wolves when Kenny took over. I don't think which one you mean. I remember he had the volley against Chelsea, sick goal. He had, you must have watched Ev goals for a laugh. No, I've not seen Everton's goals either, still haven't. And Everton let me down 50 quid from 25p. Well, tell a lie, they didn't, but they let me down for something because I didn't realise Luton were going to lose because I would have definitely cashed out. I would not have let Luton Villa ride. I'm a shitbag when it comes to betting, so I would have cashed it out for whatever it would have been. 15 quid, 20 quid, don't matter. I'd have cashed it out, I would have. So it definitely cost me something, Everton. Why would I bet on Everton? And then Beto missed a penalty and then scored. So I'm thinking, oh, do you know why I bet on Everton? Because I always feel like David Moyes, West Ham are capable of like a really bad performance. I base my like opinion on things as how I know a team can perform under like a manager. And David Moyes, Everton can have a bad performance, especially away to Everton, where Everton can make it horrible. But I feel like Everton don't make it horrible anymore. Do Everton turn up for the big games and not really like turn up for the little ones anymore? Because I feel like even under Lampard, they could sort of get Goodison like quite nasty and get a few points, but they don't seem to be that under Dyche at all. But then City's win today, do you not just think that just proper kills it? Like, it just, it's demoralising, isn't it? Because I always think Liverpool are not capable of going, like, we're not as good a team at the minute. I know we're on a little run, but we're not a team are capable of going on like a 12 and 13 game run. But I think City will go in one. We'll start, what are they in now? What, City's run? Yeah, I bet on West Ham they were weak, generally the worst prompt. Yeah, that's what I mean. They're always capable of one of them. So that's what I went for with the Everton game. But Everton are always capable of even worse. So, but yeah, City's win today is like, what are they? How many wins are they in a row? And we're like, I think I've heard it was six or seven for us. But I just don't think, I think we will drop points at some point, whereas they won't. And every time you win, like a horrible way, like thingy, even though we've still got a gap on them, you don't get extend the gap. We'll beat City. I think we'll beat City next week, you know. I think genuinely we'll beat City next week. And even then, I don't think that'll be enough. I still don't think that'll be enough. I think if Rodri plays every game now, City won't. And I think these injuries will catch up with us. Obviously, we beat Nottingham Forest like last kick of the game, and it's good. Like, and it's not, that's not to say we won't beat City. I think we will beat City. I think next week, even with a bad team, it will prove like we are like mentally well stronger than City and stuff. City will come to Anfield and they'll shit the bed if Anfield's low, definitely. And we'll beat City. I honestly think we'll beat City, but I still think they'll win the league. So I just think them injuries, even things like Alisson, City just turn up second half season. Yeah, they do when everyone else is knackered because their squad's so good and so expensive. When everyone else is knackered at the back end of the season, they never really are. And obviously, they all cheat to fuck off with Pep, and he's just better at cheating than everyone else. But I don't hold that against them, because we obviously cheated under Klopp, and or maybe still do. And I'm not asked that people cheat, but they obviously cheat very well. Pep's got it to a fucking T. And that's why they turn it on second half season, because people just naturally get tired and they don't fucking get tired. And that's why they always go on crazy, crazy runs. It's going to be tight, isn't it? I think Arsenal will drop off, though. I think Arsenal will lose to... What? Have we got to play Arsenal home and away now? No, we've got to play Arsenal at Anfield, haven't we? When do we play Arsenal? Have we played them? But have we played them home and away now? And then City and Arsenal draw. That'll be a big result, innit? If City and Arsenal draw, that'd be sick. Yeah, Arsenal in the conversation. Arsenal will drop off, definitely. It's us and them, trust me. When the pressure gets on Arsenal, even if Arsenal managed to be like a little run of games where Liverpool dropped points twice and City dropped points twice and Arsenal won both and took like some surprise little lead, they'd be in the lead for about three games before they shit the bed and folded again and lost, dropped loads of points in a row and everyone just took back over them. But Arsenal players, they can't handle it. That's what happened last year. City didn't even really turn on the gas last year and Arsenal just crumbled. If Arsenal had won all the games and City won all the games and City just finished, but like we do, where we've done with them a couple of times, where we win all our games, they win all our games, and they just finish a point ahead of us. But like Arsenal could have easily won that league by not just like dropping points stupidly, like 2-0 up against fucking West Ham. Saka misses that that penalty and they lose 3-2, or did it finish 2-2? You know, silly points. Like even at Anfield, 2-0 up at Anfield, you shouldn't be drawing 2-2. But the crowd, you get on Arsenal, they're a bottle job. They're perfect for Arteta. City will batter Spurs. When does City play Spurs? Yeah, City will batter Spurs. I was looking at the league table before, though. Villa could genuinely get top four, couldn't they? Do you know when it... Oops, could just knock the mic. Because I'm so negative in that. Josh, some groundbreaking punditry there, mate. When the league did drop points. Fuck you, Josh. You know what I mean? That's fucking rude. Yeah, that's terrible punditry. But listen, it's always terrible punditry. what was it? And now you threw me off track. What was I saying then? Oh, yeah, top four. Villa could actually finish top four, you know, because this is me, my miserableness again. Every time a team's up there doing stuff like that, I can never, like, accept that it's... I always think it's going to fade away. They'll drop down. They'll go through one of the games. And City are keeping pace. And I think it's just because all them teams are bad. Tottenham are bad. United are bad. They're bad. Newcastle are bad. They're all, like, having really bad seasons. And I think that's why they could... Imagine Villa finishing top four. I think that was sick. I don't want there to be five places. I know that's easy for us to say because we're definitely going to finish second or first, but I don't want there to be five places. Leave it at four, and if Villa get it, that's sick. But then again, if Tottenham get it, I wouldn't really be that arsed in Tottenham in the Champions League, and it'd make them all love that Ange, who's completely harmless to us. Well, maybe not harmless to us if we get a bad appointment. City playing Spurs away. Yeah, City can drop points to Spurs away, can't they? Definitely can drop points to Spurs away. Spurs can do quite well against City at home and away. Did they not win that game 3-2 not long ago? I remember it, and was it not that good for us in a title race? Still can't see them not winning with the stakes. Still can't see them not winning with the stakes. Who do you mean, City? City players can just do it in the league. They're just like well-oiled machines, and when your head starts falling off, their head doesn't start falling off, and it's a big thing to do, to be honest, but... Can't even bank on United injuring three or four of the dad anymore. Oh, terrible, mate. United. When you watch this United side, it's unbelievable, isn't it? To just watch how far they fell. Like, the terrible, terrible side. They have to stay. The longer they stay with this Ten Hag, the sad thing is, I think this guy's going to get rid of him. This Radcliffe's going to get rid of him in the summer. But the longer they stay with him, he's wasted. He's highest net spending of any United manager. I heard that. I can't remember where I heard it. Maybe on Stick to Football or something, which is just like incredible because of the money he spent and how bad some of the players are. It's unbelievable. He is a bad manager, but I think the Radcliffe's going to get rid of him. They're one good manager appointment away from just being unbelievable for at least a couple of years. They could win, definitely nick a league table, you know, especially when Klopp's gone and Pep goes. I think everyone's just going to be as bad as each other. But surely if Chelsea can get the manager, I think if Chelsea stick with Poch and give him a full pre-season to start the squad out, because that squad's not terrible, is it, now that I like kind of looked into it a bit more. They only really need a striker, and I think they'd be kicking them, but they need a good manager, and I think Potts will be all right with them. You're going to respect the band at Goodison if we win the league and send them down a second. I'll always respect the band, Danny. Always, mate. I'll always respect the band. Band's a big thing, and I'll have to always expect. Anthony has to be the worst side ever. Honestly, when he came on before, I genuinely thought in my head, is he the worst Premier League signing of all time? 100 million euros it was, wasn't it? So what's that in pounds? 100 million euros. For him, he is so bad. Terrible player. I can't believe it. I can't believe they signed him for that much money. And then didn't he score on his debut as well, which was obviously at the time I didn't know he was going to be shit, but he was good because that meant he got to be even a bit longer. Rashford, man, I was screaming for Rashford to be taken off. If Rashford hadn't scored that goal, he'd have got took off after about 50 minutes. Honestly, he'd have dragged him off for how bad he were playing and made a statement with him, but he scored that goal. So how do you? Mate, there's another one. I get hate for some of my one. Do you know how much abuse I've had to have off people when I've been telling them Rashford's shit for his entire career? And you'll have them one or two good seasons where he pops up and scores a few goals, signs a new big, big fat contract, and then goes back to this terribleness. I've been saying it for years, and he is a bad player, mate. That goal was a good goal, very good goal. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with that goal. How much of a stinker did he have? He was terrible. Probably cost United two of their goals. Shocking. Terrible, terrible. Playing mid-table Turkey now, same price, I think. Pepe for us. Oh, did my bet come in? There's no way it came in. Oh, it didn't. I put a 25p bet on. I put Bilbao and Barcelona to draw, Napoli and Juventus to draw, Lens and... Oh, if Lens and Juventus won, I've cost my... Well, then again, Fingy didn't win either, but if Lens and Juventus had won, because the bet was Lens and Juventus, and I overrided the person who I seen do the bet. Do you know that Tempo on Twitter? He does some, like, funny bets. And I copied his bet, but completely overrided him. He put Lens and Juventus to win. And I thought, nah, Lens won. Did Juventus win? Oh, Napoli won. Oh, gutted. If he said Juventus would win. But Napoli won. Oh, the bet never came in. I've not won. I had 12.50 in my betting account at the start of the holiday. And I've got £7.75 now. I never bet that much in a week. I reckon I make... £2 lasts me like 3 weeks sometimes if I like win a little bit of that. But on holiday, I think it's because Ollie likes to have a little like accumulator on the footy, so he'd want to watch football. So I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch football, and I'd stick a little bet on it. I think the worst sign in the world has to be the Hazard one, though. Hazard for United, yeah, but sorry, Anthony, worst Premier League signing. Yeah, Hazard for United, 100 million. I didn't know that was ever going to really work, Hazard at United, but I feel like I never rated Hazard. Obviously, he was a good player in that, took Chelsea to league titles, but I don't think he was ever like that good, like amazing. He never won a league. Am I right? And he was never in. He went in any of the European Cup winning teams, was it? Hazard. Because I remember seeing it, thinking, is that right? He didn't win the Champions League with them, did he? Or did he? Honours. UEFA Europa League. Yeah, he never won the Champions League, though. Made me laugh to think that the other day, that he was not in either of the Champions League winning teams. How unbelievable was that? I know he ended up winning at Madrid, didn't he? Oh, well. I don't mind him having it because he's not a knobhead or anything. He seems pretty sound, but it was funny that he never won them there. Mate, Hazard was fucking class. Jamie, here he is. I'm still on the fire extinguisher block. Have you never seen that before, Jamie? I remember when it happened, it all broke out and like leaked on Twitter that night, the Foden mum video. Foden, and that's hilarious. He like comes round and then just sees how big the lads are and fuck, he shits himself and just gets off, gets pushed back by one girl. Still haven't seen a football with a bigger ass than him. Yeah, Hazard, mate. He used to get big in pre-season, didn't he? But I suppose he was one of them like maverick players that like that part of him. He would have definitely been kind of lazy. He probably was like day-to-day trading and stuff. I bet he loved having a good time partying and that. He'd have had a sick life, in mate. Jamie, aren't you a massive Hazard fan? Which I find weird because you support Liverpool. I think Hazard not doing well at Real Madrid was like good for people who are going to like take Hazard to Salah to Hazard to the death, but I do feel like that is a bit more of a blag sort of like people are just rustling Salah fans by ever saying Hazard is good. There's no like, was he not Muslim and didn't drink? Was he Muslim and didn't drink? Hazard, surely not a Muslim. Seems like a good time to me. Hazard, Muslim. Muslim's a good time, but like a good time, like a drinker. Says he is a Muslim, but I do know a lot of Muslims who go to, mosque and everything, who also drink and have a good time. So who knows? I think he just likes a scran, you know. Yeah, just loves food. Obviously, I know Salah's mustard. I'm going to say, obviously, I know Salah's a Muslim. Imagine that, Danny. He just loves his food. all pre-season, Hazard's just eating food all the time, mate. Cakes and everything. Just getting bigger and bigger, just eating food all around the world. Oh, yeah, I used to get sometimes, but I feel like sometimes the pictures were receiving, but then genuinely sometimes there was a few players who used to put on a bit of weight every pre-season, didn't they? Yeah, it's TJM3. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Yeah, I think more of my mates who are Muslims drink than they don't drink Muslims, especially my Muslim mates. Imagine playing Johnny Evans. It made me laugh that I was thinking he was a say. Milner's obviously still doing well for Brighton, but us starting when we was that desperate with injuries that we'd have to start Milner in Premier League games last season is the same like as Evans starting centre half for them. I grabbed a book last week and it was Asian number, which does pretty much everything. I had to wait because he said he got the boss first. I was fucking well confused. Yeah, Josh, mate, they're all it. A lot of them are Bangai, especially in Bolton. Obviously, you think about Bolton, it's half the people in Bolton are Asian, won't eat pork, but smoke weed and drink. I know it makes me laugh, but I know a lot of people who don't eat pork. They say it's like dirty, innit? And pigs are dirty, mate. They eat their own shit and everything. I feel like I just don't care. Said he put all the weight on him a drink because the Chelsea players used to stop him eating as much. And no, he did it for it. Is that really what he said, Danny? Is that honestly what he said about Madrid? It wouldn't even like, I wouldn't even put it past him. I need to see an interview about his story. What did he say about his time at Madrid? Did he just put loads of weight on and couldn't be asked? Yeah, I'm guessing the Chelsea boys all like kept him in check. How long was he at Madrid? For 3-4 years? Do you reckon he regrets it? Why did he retire? Need to see a podcast with him. I am honestly, genuinely, when I thought about him when he retired, I genuinely thought, I bet he just can't be asked. He's earned all loads of money. Why would you not just be Eden Hazard for a few years and after just nearly missed this? Is Jordi Robs here? Josh, I've been waiting for you, mate. I had a Sunderland-related thing before, but now I've completely forgot what I needed to say about you. What was we talking about then? Hazard. So, Jackie just got fat. What other players were known for? Do you remember when Benny McCarthy went to West Ham? I'm sure Figgy Gould said about like nearly suing him for being that fat. Or did they sue him for being that fat? Like breach of contract, literally, because he was that fat, Benny McCarthy at West Ham. That was a desperate, remember the little desperation part of West Ham where they were paying all kinds of players, trying to desperately keep him in the league all the time. Benny McCarthy, mate, he was fucking massive. Who else has put a bit of weight on, but still, was he good at West Ham? No, he was terrible. I've been missing living in Spain, eating tapas every day. Definitely have been. I've just had the best time ever eating in Spain. Oh, I love all things like paella and everything, but all things like paella, but I go to the same paella, get this year. So Ollie is the worst person for ordering things, picking things right. So I go to Calpe, been going there 2-3 times a year since I was about 17. And every time I've gone to this gaff called El Roble, I've got paella, just chicken and rabbit, or just chicken and pork, depends what they're doing at the time. But to be fair, this is just me accepting that it's chicken and pork because it was this time, but it's always chicken and rabbit. But I think it's because we ordered the wrong one. Get this. Never ever had a problem with it. I always get the meat one. As Ollie like is their order with us, we end up with a mixed one, so it's meat and fish. And don't get me wrong, I like meat and I like fish, and I like meat paella, I like a fish paella, but it missed out because like it's too much going on. You don't want mixed fish and chicken. You know he's chunky, John McGinn. Couldn't believe it when he came to that. He came to yours on Saturday. Yeah, John McGinn, mate. I know he's chunky. I can see it in him. You can tell when the top's you can just tell with his tops, but I think he's sick for it. But I feel that's why no one ever goes in for him because he is a bit chunky. Why was it yours on Saturday? That's a fucking name drop. Bobby used to come. Yeah, Bobby loved his pre-seasons. Bobby would always come back in a bit. Lad, have you seen the picture of this Titus Bradley Danny Gale tackling each other? Two fattest players I've ever seen on a pitch. What is that? Like real life playing? Was Danny Graham fat? I remember we played another time when I stayed over in Sunderland. We played you, finished 1-1, and Danny Graham scored. And I thought he was like shit up for you for a bit. I loved Darren Bent when he was at Sunderland. For some reason, I always loved Darren Bent. Loved him when he was at Tottenham, but liked him when he was at Tottenham because I loved him when he was at Charlton. And then liked him at Tottenham a little bit, but Tottenham were no threat to me, so I didn't mind liking him. But when he went to Sunderland, I fucking loved him. And I even loved him at Villa. But then he fell off a bit. Nah, I meant our ground was playing Villa Saturday. Oh, right. Or was he fat? Yeah, he is chubby. But I think he's like sick for that. Probably the same reason though. And he does seem to give it all. I wanted us to sign John McGinn for ages, but I feel like my little new loving with Scotland makes me biased and over, because I would love Scott McTominay, but there's no way I would probably love Scott McTominay, really. Kyriakos and Morelos were the ones. Kyriakos, I loved Kyriakos. And I loved Morelos as well. We had Darren Bent, Danny Welbeck, and Asamoah Gyan as our striking options at one point. Asamoah Gyan was a shit though, bro. Welbeck, yeah, maybe, and he was good that season, but Gyan was dog shit, mate. He was a penalty stat merchant, pad merchant, definitely 100% stat padding merchant. That's what I was trying to say. He was terrible, that Gyan. Remember Gary Medel at Cardiff? He was fat. Yeah, Gary Medel was massive. But who was like, Gary Medel was a fat player because he was a six and probably a crazy Argentinian bastard or whatever he was from. Where's he from, Gary Medel? Colombia or Argentina? Well, he was a crazy South American bastard, right? That's why he would always have had a bit of weight. Like Tevez. Tevez was always a bit chunky as well, but they still fucking ran all day. Even fucking Maradona was a bit chubby. But what are good players that are prone to come back a bit chubby for after Finger. Yeah, no, I loved it, Paddy. I loved that because I hated Guyan and loved, at the time I didn't love Suarez because but I liked Suarez. Was Grant Holt fat? Grant Holt started a wrestling or started wrestling after it, didn't he? Wrestled for years, so I think he must have been in somewhat shape. I think Grant Holt was a bit of a beast. Medell was from Chile anyway, South American, that's what he was. Nah, lad, he was good for us, you know. He was sixth in the Premier in February that season, you know. Couldn't believe when we read that the other day. Were you sixth in the Premier League? Who was your manager, Bruce? Was it Steve Bruce? Chile proper rubber bastard. Look up Steve McNulty, we had a few years ago. He's the fastest ever pro footballer. Let's have a look. Steve McNulty. Who? I remember there used to be that big fat centre half. Yeah, this is what I'm thinking of. Steve McNulty. I remember him. I remember when he was at Luton. I remember him from Luton and like Fleetwood time. No, I'm lying. Luton. No, not Tranmere. Definitely Luton then. Luton. Yeah, Luton and Fleetwood. Let me have a look at him at Fleetwood. Would he have had a cut run with Fleetwood? For sure, I remember him from... Yeah, Bruce, mate. Rumours was Bent was shagging his daughter and that's why he sold him. Oh, is that true? Imagine them rumours always go about. Remember Zaha at Fingy? I feel like one person starts these. Had him in League 2. Who do you support? Oh, are you Tranmere? You'll be Tranmere, wouldn't you? I'm guessing you're Tranmere. I remember him from Luton and back end of Fleetwood Town. I'm sure Fleetwood Town had a cut run and he was involved in it or something. Or maybe they played like a super duper non-league team in the FA Cup. It was like some proper binhead team going to fucking Fleetwood and being a big game at the show on like a Thursday night, Friday night at the start to start the FA Cup weekend. Do you know them type of games? I used to love them games though. When I was proper into football, I'd watch even them games, the early FA Cup games. I'd watch all football, man. I just can't watch football. Oh, shit, you are a Luton fan. Fucking hell. Completely forgot. We were chatting about you should enjoy this season. Do you know why I brought you up to somebody else? I said, someone in the live chat, some lad in the live chat was saying that like he wants to go back to the Championship to control games again because we were talking about Timmy Mayer, who sports Bolton, him saying they're having the time of their life down there. Like, they like it. They like being a big dog in a not-so-big pond, you know what I mean? They're enjoying it. They wouldn't want to come back to the Premier League. They do want to go back to the Championship, but not the Finger. Best rumour, Chris Commons getting Gerrard's wife pregnant after to move to Scotland to get away with the French. Yeah, I remember that. Don't Derby have a song about it, about the kid not being his? Or is it? I know everyone had a song, but I'm sure Derby had like a more in-detailed, nicer song. Or was it Rangers who had the song? Where did he go to? Or he went to Celtic, didn't he? It wouldn't have been Celtic. They wouldn't have had the song. Someone had a song where I was thinking it was a bit more whoever he played for. Maybe it was Derby. Derby seemed horrible enough to make up good songs like that. Oh, do you know what? I really need the toilet. So this has been good. 52 minutes. So I saw the whole... There was no supposed to be no live chat. I decided I was too tired. I had a massive KFC and I was going to go to bed. Don't think you'll ever be the Carragher brother and Terry's my rumours. They're not rumours, though. That happened at the World Cup. That's why it's true. And that's why that one's even funnier, because that's not a rumour. That happened at the World Cup. Can you imagine... I always think about this story. Yeah? Think about how funny Carragher is and the way he talks. Imagine when Carragher's had a bevy with people like, say a party at his house, and how funny he'll retell that story. The moment he found out it was his fucking brother. but yeah, do you reckon it got to like manager level where there had to be apologies and stuff, or do you reckon they just kept it between themselves? he's done well to never like, well, maybe that's why he bigs up Terry all the time, just out of like a bit of respect for what he, the shame that he put on him. Terry must hear his mum. You can believe it though, so can't you? Some of these footballers get proper shown up by the mums, don't they? Do you know, like, obviously some of these come from nothing, these footballers, so the mums don't really know how to act, and then they get all this fucking money. Imagine that happened now, that like squad. Imagine Trent's brother Goose, Kyle Walker's mate. Oh mate, imagine that. Probably could happen if it was going to be anyone, it would be Trent. Terry not exactly in a position to complain about it. I don't know, yeah, what could Terry say? Terry taking the moral high ground on something like that and kicking off. Oh, fucking hell. Right, I'm going to end this. Yeah, this just weren't supposed to be happening. 8 o'clock, I decided, fuck it, why not just do it? But I'm gutted now, because now I'm going to be tired. Whereas I was on the couch at 7 o'clock, at half seven, like falling asleep. And if I had not done this, I'd have been well asleep by 9 o'clock. And then I got text by work saying, you want to do a 9:05 tomorrow? Managed to like wangle it down to a 9:02. And then, but with me doing later fingers, but that didn't matter. 9:02 I would have been doing. And nope, it got changed back to a 6:02. So I'm in at 6 and I'm knackered from my holiday. Still, I've had like an half an hour of sleep on the flight. I didn't nap during the city game that I thought I was going to do. But I really need a wee. Right, I have to go. And I don't have to go, I could go and have a wee and come back, but what's the point? We're off topic back on Tuesday. Watch the live chat. I'm gone. Bye. Thanks, everyone, for coming in. Terry, oh, I've already read.